tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio. My name is Paige Nick. I am the host of today's show, which is beautifully sponsored and kindly and generously sponsored by Exclusive Books, which makes sense because every single book you hear about on our show is available at your local Exclusive Books or at your very local Exclusive Books, which is the one that's right on your computer or right on your phone. You order, they bring in ding dong, and there's your book. So we have our very special edition Franschhoek Literary Festival annual show where you can find out all the ins and outs, everything you need to know about this year's Franschhoek Literary Festival. You just heard from the festival director herself, Jennifer Blaine, telling you everything you need to know about the festival, what goes on there, when it is, where you can buy your tickets, although I hear they're selling out really fast this year, so you better get clicking and get booking if this festival is something you're interested in. But now we're going to host an interview with a hugely famous international author who's coming over to South Africa, especially for the Franschhoek Literary Festival, and we were lucky enough to snag a sought-after interview with him. So coming up now, festival director Jennifer Blaine is back to chat to Tan Thuan Eng. As I said, he's a big-name international author, and she's going to be chatting to him about his trip to Franschhoek this year, what he's looking forward to at the festival, and what we can expect. Welcome to the show, Tan Thuan Eng. What an honor to have you in our studio, and thanks for chatting to him, Jennifer Blaine.
From colonial Malaysia to the windswept Karoo, stories of place, memory, and power come vividly to life in Tan Thuan Eng's work. His latest Booker Prize shortlisted novel, The House of Doors, weaves history and fiction into a richly atmospheric narrative. And he joins me now ahead of his appearance at the Franschhoek Literary Festival. Welcome, Tan.
Hello. Hello, Jennifer. Lovely to be talking to you.
Thanks so much for joining us. And thank you for joining us at the Franschhoek Literary Festival this year. We've been inviting you year on year. So I'm so pleased you said yes at last.
Well, yes, because the travel dates have never meshed, I think. And I believe the last time I spoke there was about, 10 years ago? 12 years ago,
wow.
I think.
Well, it's fresh in our festival goers' memory because your events sold out within about a day of our program going live. So they are
wonderful.
Very excited to welcome you back, as are we.
Well, glad to hear that.
So, Tan, let's get into it. Your latest novel, The House of Doors, is set in colonial Malaysia, and it's so rich in atmosphere and history. Can you set the scene for us and introduce us to some of the central characters?
Right. Well, the book actually begins in 1947 in the Karoo of South yes. Africa. And the main character is Leslie, who's she was born in Penang, but she had to move there to the Karoo for various reasons, which the reader will find out. And one mm-hmm. day, she receives a package, a mysterious package, and it's a book. And this book has a secret message for her, which sends her memories tumbling back to 1910 and 1921 Penang. In 1921 Penang, she and her husband they invited their friend, the famous author W. Somerset Maugham, to stay with them for 2 weeks. And during that 2 weeks, Leslie confided some of her secrets to Somerset Maugham. That's how the book begins. Mm-hmm. So Somerset Maugham is one of the main characters there, and he's a real-life person. He's a famous author. The other famous and real-life character would be Dr. Sun Yat-sen, who was a Chinese revolutionary, and he was the first president of the Republic of China, which was formed in 1911. Mm-hmm. That's the gist of the book.
You mentioned Somerset Maugham and his short story, The Letter, was based on the Proudfoot scandal. Where did you first encounter Somerset Maugham's work, and what drew you into revisiting the story and exploring an alternative version of events to the one that he suggests?
Oh, well, you know, I started reading Somerset Maugham's short stories when I was in my early teens, and I found that it was very interesting that he wrote so many of his short stories while he was traveling around Southeast Asia, particularly Malaya, as it was then known. And he set so many of the stories there. And yet, he never set a single story in the island of Penang, where I was born. I found that omission strange, and well, slightly offensive to me. Like, why wasn't the island of my birthplace? Why wasn't it interesting enough for you to write about, Mr. Morm? So a few years ago, I started thinking about this particular murder trial, which happened in Kuala Lumpur in 1910. Ethel Proudlock, Mrs. Ethel Proudlock, was the wife of a schoolmaster, and she was charged with murdering a man, shooting him 6 times in the back. Mm. This was a real-life trial, and Somerset Maugham, when he was traveling around Malaya, he came to hear about it. And he subsequently wrote about it in a very well-known short story called The Letter, which earned him about $1 million eventually in those days, because it was made into various plays, and it was also adapted and made into films a few times, the most famous of which starred Betty Davis. So I had all this fascinating information floating around, and the difficulty was trying to gather them into a coherent structure. That was the hard part, actually.
Okay, and Tan, you mentioned the opening of the novel takes place in the Karoo, and South Africa has appeared in your work before. What is your connection to South Africa?
Well, I went there 25 years ago to do a shipping law master's, and I stayed on for a few years after that. So it's something which I wanted to bring into my novels, the juxtaposition or the similarities between Malaysia and South Africa. I found that we're very similar in many ways in terms of the culture and even the political situation. Right. There's also, you know, there are a lot of the Cape Malays also have a link to Indonesia and Malaysia as well. So I found that Cape Town was in many ways familiar to me, and yet it was also slightly different. I found that very interesting. Yeah. And not many writers have combined Malaysia and South Africa. So I thought it would be a good, it would be interesting plot points to bring in as well.
I think it's thrilling for South African readers to recognize scenes from home in your writing. And you're going to be doing 2 sessions at the FLF, and that's both right. Sold out very quickly, as I mentioned. But what can the audiences for those conversations expect?
My first session would be with Jenny Cruz Williams, and it's titled Love, Lies, and Empire. So basically, we will be focusing on the House of Doors for that session. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be talking about not just the ideas that form the book and the writing of the book, but the book's afterlife. Because after the book was published and I was on a book tour of the United Kingdom, I encountered quite a few interesting stories. And I met a few people who were connected to Somerset Maugham. Okay. And the book has this sort of, as I said, an afterlife. It's taken on a life of its own in some ways. And it's opened a few doors for me to meet really, really interesting people. And I would like to talk about this at my session to let the audience know how... You know, the opening line of the House of Doors is a story like a bird of the mountain can carry a name beyond the clouds, beyond even time itself. And this I found has happened to me and to the book. So I've been quite excited and gobsmacked sometimes at the reaction from various people.
Right. So you are coming to us at the right time then, because the book has been out for a little while, but it'll be amazing for our audiences to hear about, as you say, its afterlife. And tell us about your other session.
The second one, I will be in conversation with John Matham. That's on the 16th of May, and the session is called Beauty in Dark Times. Basically, it's going to cover all my books and my writing career. So it'll be The Gift of Rain, which was my first novel, The Garden of Evening Mist, and The House of Doors. And I think John and I will talk about how these three books could almost form a new sort of the Malayan trilogy. You know, Anthony Burgess wrote the Malayan trilogy many years ago. So these three books, I can view them as a sort of a new trilogy, the Malayan trilogy.
Fantastic. Well, I'm so looking forward to both of them. Do we have time for one more question, Zoo? Tan, you've attended literary festivals all over the world. From your perspective as a writer, what do you enjoy most about them? And what are you most looking forward to at the FLF this year?
Well, I really enjoy chatting with the audience members. I love the energy between us, you know. And for me, the best part of any session is always towards the end when the moderator would throw the event open to the audience where they can ask any questions. And I always tell them that please feel free to ask me any questions. Don't be shy. I will do my best to answer them as truthfully and as candidly as I can. I really enjoy chatting with the audience members. It's the energy is just invigorating, and I love that. And that's what I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, brilliant. Well, for those lucky ones who do have a ticket, they can look forward to an opportunity to ask you questions. And I'm sure you'll sign books at the venue after both of your sessions. So anyone who hasn't managed to score a ticket, there will be opportunity to meet you at the festival.
Well, you know, if they see me walking around and having coffee at one of the cafes on the pavement, please stop and say hi and have a chat. I really do enjoy talking to my readers. I really do.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we'll invite you to come and hang out at the festival town hall. So that's a great place to meet readers.
Yes. Okay.
Brilliant. Right. Thank you so much, Tan. We'll see you in May.
Yes, looking forward to it.
That was African Dance by 8 Mrs. Croon. My name is Paige Nick. I'm your book host, and I'm the host of this show, Book Choice on Fine Music Radio. Although, as I mentioned, today I'm not really the host. I'm kind of the co-host. Jennifer Ball and the Franschhoek Literary Festival team are here, and they're telling us all about what you can expect from this year's Franschhoek Literary Festival, which takes place in May right here in Franschhoek.